Workday Playdate peeps. I am so excited you're here. I am your host, Erin Diehl, your failfluencer, your leadership hype woman, and your reminder that work does not have to feel like work. Today, my peeps, we are talking about something that makes even the best of us sweat through our blazers. Confidence. Let me say it again. Confidence. Specifically when it comes to being memorable in any presentation. So, if you've ever given a presentation and you immediately thought, oh my gosh, my hands are doing that weird claw thing again, or did I just black out for 20 minutes? Then you, my peep, are in the right place. We are going to unpack why confidence feels so hard, what happens when we do feel confident, and how to turn that shaky, sweaty, pumped energy into memorable magic. By the end of this episode, you'll have a handful of hacks that'll help you walk into any room like you own it and leave your audience thinking about you long after you've left. So my peeps, let's jump on in. So here's the thing. Most of us are never taught how to be confident. We're taught how to make PowerPoints, sure. We're taught to make eye contact and speak clearly. Unique New York. Unique New York. That's an actor's warm-up for you, okay? Speaking clearly. But no one ever said, here's how to not freak out when your heart's racing and your brain says, abort mission. Confidence tends to tank because we are so deeply concerned about getting it right. We want to sound smart. We want to look cool. We want to make our boss proud, our family proud, our dog proud. But that pressure makes us weirdly robotic. It's like, hey, my name is Erin Diehl, and today we are talking about synergy. And if you've ever been mid-presentation and suddenly you've become painfully aware of your arms, congratulations, my friend, you are human. We lose confidence because we focus on ourselves rather than the message. Let me say that again. We lose confidence because we focus on ourselves rather than the message. We compare, we overthink, we rehearse in our heads instead of our bodies. And don't even get me started on this perfectionism trap, y'all. Don't even get me started. Because if you expect to deliver a flawless presentation, you are setting yourself up for extreme failure. Because the best presenters, the ones who are so magnetic, they are the ones who know how to roll with it even when it's not perfect. You might even call them improvisers. You know what I mean? So, which brings me to this big aha. Here's what shifts when you're confident. You stop performing and you start connecting. Your energy fills the room before your words even do. People lean in, and they don't lean in because you're perfect and you've got the perfect outfit and you're standing there perfectly. They lean in because guess what? You are present. Confidence isn't the absence of nerves. It's the presence of trust. Let me say that again. Confidence is not the absence of nerves. It is the presence of trust. Trust in yourself. Trust that you've prepared. You've gotten yourself to this point. You've done everything that you could do to get yourself to this point. It's trust that whatever happens next, even if it's a technology fail or your mic dies or you even forget slide 7, that you're going to be okay. When you're confident, your audience feels safe. They're like, okay, this person's got us. They've got our backs. And when people feel safe, they remember you. When people feel safe, they remember you. So that's my TED Talk. Thank you for listening. Let's make it practical. I know you're here for some tangibles, but all of that to say before I dive in, that I really try to show up here week after week for you. Even though sometimes I am nervous, I can't see you, right? I'm talking to a microphone. I know you're listening wherever you are in the world. But instead of getting up here and freaking out that hundreds of thousands of you are listening right now, you know what I do? I'm just going to tell you really quick before I give you these tangibles. I get into my little meditation space and I come in here. First, I do a little meditation and then come in my little podcast studio. It's a closet converted to a podcast closet studio, whatever. And I literally just put my arms out, take a few deep breaths. I lean my head back and I just ask the universe, God, source, whoever you might want to call your higher power, to speak through me. And I'm just the instrument. What do my peeps need today? And guess what? All the like, oh my God, all these people are listening, blah, 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 goes away. And what I focus on is you. Just you. Just you. Because if you invested time in your day to listen here, I got to invest in you. So after that TED talk, that's my double TED talk. Let's get into some steps to confidence. We've got 7 hacks today. Each one is improv infused and workday playdate approved. All right. You know, I like to give you these tangibles backed with that good improv science. So here is your first hack. Number one, the Beyonce flip. Okay. So listen, I'm a huge Beyonce fan. Like, who doesn't like Beyonce? If you don't like Beyonce, I don't know. We need to talk. But when Beyonce goes on stage, I don't know if you know this, she doesn't go out as Beyonce. Beyonce is actually like pretty shy and quiet in her interviews in real life. She walks out on the stage as her alter ego, Sasha Fierce. So I want you to think about this. Who is your alter ego? Mine might be Erin the Energizer. She's bold. She's confident. She wears glitter even when she's just going to Trader Joe's. So before your next presentation, I want you to channel and figure out who your alter ego is. I want you to stand up tall. I want you to pick your intro song. Okay, and maybe they don't actually play it. Maybe it's just in your earbuds before you walk out. Maybe it's Run the World. Maybe it's Lizzo. Maybe it's the Rocky theme song. I don't know. But I want you to flip into that version of you that already knows you've got this, because you do. And that, my peeps, is the Beyonce flip. So flip a little Beyonce. And that's step one. Hack two. This I love. I want you to prepare like you're hosting Saturday Night Live. Okay? Confidence, let me tell you, truly comes from preparation. Not boring, reading your notes out loud preparation. I'm talking fun, messy, play out loud preparation presentation. All right? So when SNL cast members are getting ready to do their show that they literally created 3 days before, they're not memorizing, they're looking at cue cards, and they're rehearsing with the energy that they want to bring to the sketch. So you have to, when you are prepping for a presentation, say it out loud with full confidence, full body language to find your rhythm, because you can never edit energy you've never released. You can never edit energy you've never released. When I prepare for a keynote, I'm just going to tell you my simple thing. Let's say I have 30 slides in the keynote. It's an hour-long monologue. And I try to make my not monologues. I try to make it very interactive with the audience. But I memorize the first 10 slides on day one. Day two, I come back and I try to do all day 10 or 1 through 10 slides without looking at my notes. And then I start on slides 11 through 20. And then I do the next thing the next day where I try to do slides 0 to 21. And then I'll try to memorize the last half. And then I practice it full out like I've got an audience. I literally talk to fake audience members by myself in my office constantly. Before any keynote, now I know all my keynotes backwards and forwards, but even if it's, let's say I've got 2 keynotes in the same week. I'm rehearsing keynote 1 for company 1 7 times. I'm rehearsing keynote 2 for company 2 7 times because they're different audiences, different energy, different debriefs, different types of commentation, different types of notes because I'm catering to my audience. So grab your slides, grab your dog, grab your mirror, and rehearse like you're about to host Saturday Night Live. Okay? Here is hack number 3. Catch the gremlin. Okay, let's just be honest. Before every presentation, the little inner critic inside of us, the little gremlin or our ego shows up. And mine likes to say, you're not ready. Maybe yours says, you're not going to like this. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to name that voice, that inner critic, something ridiculous. Okay, mine's name is Gus. Gus. Maybe yours could be like Debbie Downer or Carl. Even though Carl is a family name of mine, I'm going to go with Carl. So then before you present, you could say something like, hey, Carl, thanks for trying to protect me, but I've got the mic now. You tell that inner voice to sit down. Your confidence grows when you realize you're not your thoughts. You're the thinker of them, but you're not your thoughts. Here is hack number 4, and this one is straight from Amy Cuddy. If any of y'all know Amy, we got to get Amy on this show. Here's what it is. It's called the 10-second power pose. So you're going to stand tall. This is before you go out to present. You're going to stand with your feet wide. You're going to put your hands on your hips. You're going to put your chin up before you go on. You're going to stand in this pose for 3 minutes. Okay? My team and I do this before every presentation, before every workshop. We look ridiculous. But you know what? When we walk out, we are confident. Power posing increases testosterone and it lowers your cortisol. And here's the translation. You literally chemically become more confident when you stand in a position of power. So if you see somebody in the bathroom stall at a conference doing the Wonder Woman pose, it's probably me, but it could also be you. So tag number 4, the 10-second power pose. Here's hack number 5. I like to call this flip the focus. Y'all, if you take any hack from today, which I kind of alluded to in the intro, I want you to take this one. This one is just by far a game changer. It turned me from a presenter to a keynote speaker. Okay. Let me just say this. Here's a little secret. Confidence skyrockets when you stop worrying about you. Your confidence skyrockets when you stop worrying about you. Instead, you focus on them, your audience. You think about it. When you're in improv, your whole job is literally to make your scene partner look good. When you are in an improv scene, that is literally your entire job. How can I make this person look good? Because if I make them look good, they'll make me look good. And together, we're going to have an amazing scene. In a presentation, your scene partner is your audience. Your job isn't to impress them. It is to serve them. Let me say that again. Your job is not to impress them. It is to serve them. When you start focusing on how you can help them, you stop obsessing on how you look. It's such a easier said than done thing to say, but I'm telling you, if you really flip the focus, if you literally think about what does this audience need, how can I give it to them? It drops everything. It drops your ego. That little inner critic, Carl or Gus, is going to sit on down. Your inner Beyonce starts to shine. You have prepared for this moment, so you know what you're about to do. And you can just be so present. And like I said earlier, the audience knows that when you're present, that you've got their back and they trust you. And when they feel like they're in a safe space, that's where they can drop everything themselves and listen to what you're about to say. So your job really is to make them feel as at home as possible. So that was number 5. Let me get you to number 6. It's called Ride the Wave. So nerves, they are just energy. It is just energy moving through your body. You can't kill it, but you can ride it. So here's what's happening in your body. Your body is literally shaking, or maybe your nerves. What happens to me is I get like this numbness in my arms. I don't know about you, but when I get really nervous, my arms just like have this tingling feeling. So here's what you can do. You can jump around. You can shake it out. You can do breath work. We literally have an activity that we do in the beginning of every single workshop that we do at Improve It. And if you don't know what Improve It is, that is the company that I founded and have run for 11 years. And we are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. And we come into corporate houses and corporate spaces, and we come to teams who are in need, and we help them learn soft skills through play. And that's all why Workday Playdate exists, is because we believe in it so much. So to that point, what we do is we shake it out before we start any workshop, because by shaking out our bodies, we are literally shaking out the nerves. We're getting everybody on the same page. We're allowing them to let go, because you're going to tell your body in that moment, this is excitement. This is not fear. You can't hold me down, energy. I'm going to use this energy to fuel me. Because the truth is, your brain really can't tell the difference. So I want you to ride the wave. Let that energy work for you instead of against you. Okay, y'all, we are really hacking it up over here. We're in hack number 7. You got this. This is it. This might be another one of my favorites. Favorite number 2. It's called Own Your Weird. You want to know the real secret to being memorable? It's not charisma. It's not polish. It's owning your weird. It's owning the weird mannerisms, the weird facial expressions, the over excitement that you have. And let me just say this. I'm going to give you a little just story about my improv career. When I play characters, shocking to no one, am extreme. I like to play big, bold, fun, kooky characters, because that's a version of who I am. I'm a big person. I'm grown up. No, I'm a big personality. And it allows me to play different versions of myself. And so I remember going through one school of training and just learning the basic roots of improv. And I was like, okay, I love this stuff. And then I went to a second school of training, and they were like, stop being so big and bold. You need to play to your spine. You need to tone it down. Your scene partners don't know what to do with you. And that really fucked with me, if I'm being honest. Excuse my language. We didn't have a little PG something on this, but it really did. It really messed with my head. And I was in my head as a performer versus allowing myself just to be the version of myself I wanted to be on stage, which is a huge weirdo. And then I went to a third school of comedy, and I was like, I'm home, because their philosophy is literally own your weird. Own your S-H-I-T. I'm going to say it, shit. Okay, we're going to put earmuffs on this one. Own your shit. If you go on stage and you're a big, gigantic, kooky character, you have to own that until you walk off the stage. If you decide to be calm and demure in the moment, you've got to own that in that scene. So you own who you are. And that helped me find my voice. That training was the best training that I ever received, and I wish I did it first, because that has helped me not only on the improv stage, but on the corporate stage, on the keynote stage, in the facilitation stage of my life, because I'm not trying to change who I am for anybody in that room. In fact, I'm going to go full in on me, because that's all I know to do. And it's easier than trying to be somebody else. So maybe you talk with your hands. Maybe you snort when you laugh. Maybe you start every presentation with a dance. And that is me, okay? But maybe you do any of those things. Those quirks make you you. That is your brand. When you own your brand, then you tell your audience it's safe for you to be human too. Remember what I said? People trust you when they feel safe. And so when you get them to feel safe in their own bodies and make them feel like it's okay to be the version of themselves they want to be, you're giving them the sigh of relief. And let me just tell you something, that when you say to them, it's safe for you to be human too, that is literally the most confident thing you could do. So I don't want to interrupt this, because we're just having the best time, but I do want to let you know who sponsored today's Playdate. Today's episode of Workday Playdate is brought to you by Improve It. We believe that positivity plus preparation equals a productive presentation. So if your team is full of brilliant people who freeze when they have to speak, we have got your back. We have a presentation skills workshop, and in this workshop, our improv facilitators help teams exude positivity, understand how emotions affect performance, and use their natural creativity to connect with audiences. It's 90 minutes on Zoom for up to 50 people, or it's 2 hours in person for up to 100 peeps, and it is guaranteed to be high energy, interactive, and ridiculously fun. So if you want your people to shine on stage, in meetings, or on camera, visit learntoimproveit.com and let's turn your next presentation into a standing ovation. That's Improve It. You can go to learntoimproveit.com, and we are Improve It, like I said, improv-infused talent development for the new generation of work. All right, my peeps, let's do a quick recap of our 7 confidence hacks. Number one, that Beyonce flip. You're going to become your alter ego. Name whoever you want yourself to become. Give yourself that name and then become them. Number two, you're going to prep like you're hosting SNL. Say it out loud. Do it with all the physicality you can in your body. Number three, you're going to catch the gremlin. You're going to name your inner critic. Tell them to sit down, that you're taking over. Number four, you're going to do our 10-second power pose. You're going to stand tall. Make sure that all those endorphins are flowing to your brain because chemistry matters. Number five, you're going to flip the focus. It's about the service, not the self. It is truly about the surface, not the self. And I didn't say surface, like surface level. I said service. And number six, you're going to ride the wave. You're going to use your nerves as energy. Let them move through you, literally move your body. And number seven, own your weird, because that's what makes you you, and that's what makes you memorable. So here's your homework this week. You're going to pick your alter ego name, and you're going to practice your next presentation out loud. Then you're going to record yourself. I know it feels icky, and you're going to watch it back. But watch it like you're watching somebody you so admire. Like you're watching it as if you're your biggest fan. What would your cheerleader self say? And if you're feeling bold, you can tag me on It's Erin Deal on an Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn. And you can tell me your alter ego name because I really have to know. Okay, I want to know. So here's the takeaway. Confidence isn't about never feeling nervous. It is about trusting yourself enough to play through it. Be the Beyonce of your next board meeting, the Lizzo of your next lunch and learn, the Tina Fey of your next town hall. You are the magic. The slides are just the sparkle. All right, my peeps. I'm Erin Deal, your fail fluencer, your fail fluencer, your hype woman, and your playdate host. Keep playing, keep presenting, and keep being the most you version of you. I'll see you next week on Workday Playdate.